AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The president will remember the fallen on this Memorial Day by laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery. Last night, thousands attended the National Memorial Day concert on the Mall in Washington. Maybe you watched it on PBS. Just 3 hours before the concert began, police say they spotted a suspicious vehicle, found a pressure cooker inside, and blew it up just to be safe. Pressure cookers have been used in the past to make bombs. The vehicle's owner has been charged only with not having a proper driver's license. The weekend storms that slammed the middle of the nation left 3 people dead in Texas and Oklahoma and forced thousands to evacuate. Peggy Wilborn says her neighbors had to evacuate their home in Wimberley, Texas.
They've lost everything, their cars, their furniture, everything. And it's just amazing.
Red Cross spokeswoman Bristol Minsker in San Marco, Texas, says the central part of the state doesn't usually get this much rain in May.
We haven't seen a May like this in the central Texas area in years and years and years. Many people that I have been talking to who live here in central Texas have lived in their homes for 30 years and have never seen the rivers rise like this.
The Blanco River rose 26 feet in 1 hour. The nation's midsection is expecting more rain today. A prominent Iranian general says the U.S. has no will to stop the Islamic State group. General Qasem Soleimani is quoted as saying the U.S. didn't do anything to stop the militants' advance on Ramadi, though we cleaned up his language for radio. Gas is $2.74 a gallon this morning. That's up 3 cents in a week, but down 92 cents from last Memorial Day. This is AP Radio News. There was a security breach on the opening day of play at the French Open. Correspondent Matt Brown.
Roger Federer had just completed a straight sets win over Alejandro Faya when a young fan made it past security onto center court and attempted to get a selfie with the second seed. Federer was left bemused, repeatedly brushing away the boy's attempts while wondering where the security staff were. While ultimately no harm was done, it highlighted a security issue for the tournament. Fans shouldn't be able to confront the players on court. Matt Brown, Paris.
Juan Pablo Montoya overcame several mishaps to win the Indy 500 for the second time since 2000, finishing ahead of Will Power. LeBron James had a triple-double, and the Cleveland Cavaliers took a 3-0 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals by downing Atlanta in overtime 114 to 111. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.